gentlemen, let's give it up for television talk show host, Ramay Rodriguez.
Hello, hello, everyone. I am sorry about that. I was experiencing a few technical difficulties, but thank you for bearing with me today, and I'm so glad that everyone is here to view For Real and No Nonsense, brought to you by Endure Entertainment and BFTM Network. Today, we're going to continue on talking about the fruits of the Spirit. The fruits of the Spirit. Today, we're going to talk about long suffering. Now, the fruits of the Spirit are spoken of by Paul in his epistle to the Galatians. This was during the apostolic age when there was confusion regarding the Mosaic law and the Gentile Christians. So Galatians 5:22, verse through verse 23, of the King James Version of the Bible, Paul states that the fruits of the Spirit are love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, and self-control. Exhibiting the fruits of the Spirit should always be our goal as Christians. We should always resist the works of the flesh. Now, in the King James Version of the Bible, chapter 5, verse 19 through 21, speaks of the works of the flesh. We're going to go into that, but before we do, I want to expound to you from 2 Peter, chapter 3, verses 8 through 9, which read as follows. But beloved, be not ignorant of the one thing, that one day is with the Lord and as a thousand years, and a thousand years as one day. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. So now, the works of the flesh are acts that people do, and they're human with, and exhibiting their human flaws. And those acts, are unrepented acts until they become mindful and are willing to accept Jesus Christ in their heart and start exhibiting the fruits of the flesh. Are you with me? If they learn that they're wrong in their behavior, and they have been operating in the flesh, and they repent, then their repentance and knowledge of Christ will lead them to start exhibiting the fruits of the Spirit that I listed above. And I'm going to say them again: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, and self-control. Last week, we spoke of kindness. And so we're going to continue on for the next few weeks expounding on the fruits of the flesh. But I do not need to expound on goodness as far as doing a program for about goodness as the fruit of the Spirit. Because if you are exhibiting the spirit of kindness, you're also exhibiting the spirit of goodness. One goes with the other. So I'm going to go up here on and move on to long suffering. And before in the long suffering quality, you cannot be in the flesh. And if you're in the flesh, as found in Galatians 5, chapter 5, verses 19 through 21, in the King James Version, as I stated later, for those earlier, rather, for those of you who are following with me in your Bibles, adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, that's a tongue twister for me, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, and revelings. Excuse me for those mispronunciations, those little tongue twisters for me. But either way, those are works of the flesh. Okay? Now, long suffering is an exhibition of patience. So if you have patience and you know Christ, even your sin nature, if you slip back and you backslide, you still have the qualities of the fruits of the flesh to pull on, okay? And you can still be patient. But if you don't know Christ, you have nothing to pull on. You're in this miry muck of sin that areas, adultery, fornication, depending on what the situation is, will feed into another one of these ungodly acts. Okay? All right? So a person can start off in adultery. They could be married. A person could and go on with someone outside their marriage. Or the person, they could be divorced and then having sex with a new person. That's fornication. And then uncleanliness, you know, just not keeping your character, your godly character together, and even your life together, you know, and how you do things, because you should not be unclean. You should watch the food you eat and how you live your lifestyle. You should live a godly, clean lifestyle. So one of these feeds on the other. I can go on and on and speak of idolatry, witchcraft, or whatever. But I'm saying that to say this. If a person is long-suffering and they have repented heart and they know the Lord and they have decided that they are going to try to live their life on a daily basis following the precepts of Christ and godly principles, then they have to exhibit the fruits of the Spirit. And long-suffering is a fruit of the Spirit that exhibits patience. A person who is long-suffering is a strong, wise, disciplined individual. Again, a person who is long-suffering is a strong, wise, disciplined individual. This is a person who is able to endure life with godly character and godly discipline. Now, somebody may think to themselves, okay, well, I've been disciplined all my life, and there are certain things that I've just made a standard that I do and I don't do. Let me tell you something. The devil does not care anything about that. All right? He has ways, and he is a tricky foe, like I've said before on this show. And he has ways of pushing a person's buttons and causing them to become unglued and act out of character that is normal for them, no matter how good they try to be as a human being. If you could overcome the devil on your own, then there would have been no need for Jesus dying on the cross and for our sins and in his resurrection on the third day. If you can handle the devil on your own, you cannot. You have to be equipped with the Holy Spirit to handle the devil. So don't think that just your being disciplined as a human being will outweigh you needing godly discipline. Don't let the devil trick you in that area. If you think that is the case, then he's already tricking you and setting you up for something that you do not need in your life. That's why it's good to get in the Word and study the Word so that you are able to recognize when the devil is trying to to show himself in your life so that you can respond with the word of God. All right? Because that's all he understands. Now let's move on. It says, yes, a long-suffering, patient person is a powerful person. This is a person that cannot be easily moved by the negative circumstances and situations of this world. The power that a long-suffering person has comes from the Holy Spirit. The power that a long-suffering person has is given to them when they are equipped with the anointing of Jesus Christ to deal with each situation. Now, as a Christian, we should be honest with ourselves and recognize and admit that the power of Christ was there for us to use, but then our flesh got in the way sometimes when people did things or said things that they should not have said to us. And instead of responding with a Christian response or keeping our mouths closed and praying, we exhibited flesh actions that were negative and that fed into what the devil wanted to put out there as far as who we are in Christ, to make us look like we're unstable in Christ. And if you're not understanding me, I can give you some examples. When we have people that are all over the world and we're professing the Jesus Christ and they're in positions in the church and trying to do things for God, and then something pops up on the media where they've been caught in an uncompromising position or something has happened that they, as a Christian, that people would think that they would not do. Those are things that the devil has found a loop, opportunity, a way to get into their lives. And I'll expound on that a little more during this broadcast, and to cause havoc. That's why each day God provides us with new mercy and new grace, because he knows that the devil is a tricky flow, and he also knows that we as human beings are flawed. So it is good for us to put on the whole armor of God as expounded upon in Ephesians chapter 6. So that we'll be able to overcome the principalities in high places that try to cause us to be an embarrassment to the kingdom of God. And as I stated at the beginning of the show, this is for real and no nonsense. You know, straight talking. If I didn't state that, I meant to state that, because I usually try to say that, because the title of that show, of this show, it means that I try my best to tell you what I think is the truth. I'm a human being. I don't know everything, but I'm trying. And I would want people to tell me the truth. And it's for real and no nonsense, straight talk for real life situations. Life will put you in situations that you would never expect that you would ever be in. And so you need to know the word of God so that you can exhibit the fruits of the Spirit. And as I just said, that an individual that cannot be easily moved by the negative circumstances and situations of this world is a powerful person. If you want to possess your soul, And the Bible speaks of this. It says, patience possesses thy soul. If soul, if you want to possess your soul, you have to be long-suffering. You have to be patient. You need that Holy Ghost power to do so. So an individual that realizes that being impulsive to anger and indifference and being indifferent to others opens the gateway of their soul to the works of the flesh and presents the devil with an opportunity to cause them problems so that they can forfeit their soul is a wise person. A person must be able to identify the works of the devil so that they don't forfeit their soul or their soul salvation rather. Because exhibiting the fruits of the flesh is the antidote to the works of the flesh. Exhibiting the fruits of the spirit is an antidote to the works of the flesh. Somebody's sick, and the first thing a person does when they have to take them to the hospital, they're very sick, and they nothing will work for them. Aspirin won't work. NyQuil won't work. Pepto-Bismol won't work. They take them to the hospital and they try to run a battery of tests on them to locate what the problem is. And when what the problem is when they identify what the problem is, rather, then they try to give them medicine to solve their health problem, their health crisis. The word of God helps you to solve your sin-sick soul problems. Are you understanding? Because again, no matter how wonderful you are as a person, the devil is on his job trying to make you as a Christian sick all over again. So if a person catches the flu, that's sickness. They need medication. They need rest. Hopefully somebody's praying for them. It's no different than that. The devil tries to catch a person at a weak state in their life. It could be when somebody hurts their feelings. It could be when somebody let them down and said something that caused them to doubt their abilities. It doesn't matter. At that weak point in their lives is when he comes in and he tries to get them to compromise who they are in Christ. That can happen to any of us. That's why we have to be careful when we're talking about people who are in positions who have done things that are contrary to what they've told others to do in their Christian walk. Because that can happen to anybody. Those are still human beings. When Jesus was on the cross, he did not give them any titles that would indicate that they were above us in what they had to do to be saved. They have to follow the same guidelines that we have to follow as far as serving Christ Jesus. No matter what titles human beings put on each other, and it should be based on biblical principles, but I'm just saying even titles for their jobs, not even in the church. I mean just overall titles. It does not matter the position. What matters is that they know the word of God and how to apply the word of God when they need to apply it. That's all the devil cares about. Remember the story about Legion in the Bible? He was out of his mind. He was married. He had a family. But he was full of so many demons. His name means a multitude of spirits, many demons. But when he saw Jesus, he fell at his feet. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. He recognized the Holy Spirit when he saw it. But still, that demon had to talk. It wanted to trick Jesus. And so he asked the Lord, you know, to get rid of demons and cast them out. Lord, cast them into the swine. He cast them into the swine. He went over, and so the swine went over the hill and they drowned. See, with those spirits being in legion, the human being, the person, he was unclean. So the Lord Jesus Christ cast those spirits into another unclean thing. And then sent them down into the water, the swines, and they drowned. And then Legion was in his right mind. At that point. So this word of God is very powerful. Legion had been afflicted and suffering with those spirits for so long that they had taken him over. And nobody could handle him. I'm speaking to somebody today who feels like your life is to the point where nobody can help you. Nothing can help you. You are lost because you're in a flesh state doing some of the things that I listed before. Adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, lasciviousness, the devil is a lie. Lasciviousness. Now I'm gonna say it again. Lasciviousness. Okay? Idolatry, witchcraft, strife, seditions. In the name of Jesus. Heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, and revelings. If you're in one of these states, God can still bring you out. He used Paul, the very person who wrote the epistle. He used Paul, who was proud and would brag that he about his crucifying Christians. An educated man, favored by the Romans, on his way to crucify Christians on the road to Damascus. Knocked off for his high horse by the power of Jesus Christ and asked, why dost thou kick against the pricks? He used him to write this very word that I'm saying to you today, that I'm telling you about today. That's the God that we serve. But Paul suffered after he accepted Jesus Christ into his life. He suffered. He suffered for Jesus' sake. But he counted it all joy. Because he knew that his love was Jesus. He focused on Jesus, the one who loved him first. That's who he focused on. And that gave him peace. That helped him be patient. They're not trying to be kind. When he was told, I was said about him, other people said, he's still a sinner, he's evil. You even had to be kind and listen to them and ignore what they were saying, still exhibit godly qualities until they say he is for real. He is really serious about this Jesus thing. He had to tell them about the goodness of the Lord. No matter what they thought about him. He had to remain faithful. And his self-control came through godly discipline. Come on now. So when he was writing this word, this epistle, okay? To the nations. Paul was letting know you are capable of doing these things. And this controversy in regards to the Gentile Christian should not be in the church. All this feuding around the Mosaic laws, that shouldn't be in the church. Jesus, God is God, and he is for real. Because all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. That's what he was trying to tell these people. That's not what you are supposed to be doing if you are saved. You don't know? You don't know? That's why you have to meet people where they are and let the God in you operate effectively so that they can see Christ and want to have what you have. If they reject you, don't put yourself out of them. God takes care of that. That's his job. You dust the dirt off your feet and keep on moving. God didn't say you have to be a psychological punching bag for anybody. But he did say when dealing with people, human beings with flaws, when they do things that are not Christ-like, that is spirit. And the way you deal with that spirit is with the word of God. That's what he said. So let me say this. As sinners, saved by grace, and when we encounter people who do not know God, I'm summing it up. Then we need to exhibit God's character. And if we cannot do that, our advocate, who is Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, ask him to help you. If you're still weak in a certain area, and if you know that you can't deal with that, you're not ready to quote a scripture, you have the scripture in your mind, it's right on the tip of your tongue, but you still have that Peter spirit, and somebody said something crazy to you, and you're not only ready to cuss them out, you're ready to cut them too. Come on now. Then you need to ask Jesus to help you. So that you are able to exhibit who he is in Christ, who you are, exhibit God the character rather. Some may say that's hard to do. It may be at first of that particular situation, but once you keep on doing it, you will find that that particular thing that you've experienced with somebody acting that negative way towards you, that thing is not going to move you like it did you. Another area may bother you. That particular thing will move you. You really realize this God thing. You say, I feel. Well, let me tell you something. I'm going to reiterate this again. All have sinned and short of the great God. Don't quit. Keep on until the day you close your eyes for good. Keep on trying. Keep on repenting. Keep on drawing to Christ. Keep on loving the Lord. Keep on doing everything that you do. Because at the end of it all, when your Lamb's Book of Life is open, God will consider the fact that you are a human being and you are flawed. And he will be the one to judge whether or not you were sincere in your conviction to try to serve him. Don't worry about that. Take that pressure off. Let that go. Because I can tell you that I have seen situations, and I've been in situations myself, where a person may not be feeling good, or you may not be feeling good. I've had a situation where I was probably may have not been, where I may not have been feeling the best. I'm in a situation where I may not have been feeling the best, and then here comes some mess. But wherever I was and wherever you are, God there too. So let's not play God cheap. We just have to trust him and keep it moving. Because when you're dealing with people who don't know God, and you try and you exhibit the fruits of the Spirit so that you can show them the compassion and love that Jesus Christ showed you when you didn't know him. And this is why the Great Commission is so important. Because the Great Commission helps us to realize that that we as people who follow Christ should always be ready to show that Jesus is still in the world through us. Because he said before he ascended into heaven, the greater works than these that we shall do. These are part of the greater works. Now, God is not a man that he should lie. So the greater works are in you and the greater works are in me. That's why I don't like for people to put limits on me. I believe that I am all that God said that I am. And that was a song that was sung in Houston. It was a church in Houston that sings that song. I am all that God said I am. I can't remember the name of the church, but that's a church. That's a song. Look it up one day. I am all that God said I am. I think it's a church Yolanda Apps used to go to. I'm still going to. But either way, I'm telling you this. If you believe that you are protected by God, that God is on your side, it's a faith walk. Then within you is the ability to overcome obstacles that may come your way, that may cause you to feel like less than and as a human being. And some people may say, oh, well, that's going to make me feel less than as a human being. Keep living. Keep living. If you have breath in your body, there are things that happen that can make a person doubt who they are. But if any man is in Christ, he's a new creature. Just remember that. And those old things, If God is not worried about them, you stop worrying about them. You stop talking about them. That's why the 24 hours in a day, because when that God allows you to see that next day, that other stuff is old. On that next day, there's a new day, do a new thing. That's why I say I don't like people to put limitations on me, because God may give me a new thing. But in order for me to be effective in that new thing, I need to be able to exhibit the fruits of the Spirit, and not the fruits of not the works of the flesh. What you can handle, I may not be equipped to handle. That's why I don't envy people. Okay? That work of the flesh, envying people. You don't know what they went through to get what they had. Don't envy them. Don't want what they have. Don't covet what they have. They may have a special anointing to deal with what they have and walk around and look like they're not affected by all the negativity that is going on behind the scenes. When we were on the firing range in the military, they say lock and load, watch your lane. That's all you need to do. Watch your lane. Stay in your lane. Get in this word for yourself. Get to know God for yourself. Be patient with yourself. See, sometimes we are more patient with others than we are with ourselves, and that's a big problem. We can walk around all day long being kind to people, even Christians. Oh, how are you? Being so courteous, all those things. But we do one little thing, we are so critical of ourselves. Stop it. Let it go. Remember the love of Jesus Christ on the cross, because he knew that sometimes we can become discombobulated. We get out. He knows that. And in our acting out, we can do things that don't edify him. That's why I always say, let God be God and man be man. You're made in God's image. Act like it. I know it's hard. Sometimes it's hard for me. But all I can do is like I'm telling you to do. Every day that God allows you to open your eyes, no matter how your body feels, no matter what is going on in your mind, try to come out of your mouth if you're able to talk, or try to say in your mind. If you can't say anything in your mind but Jesus, that's enough. But try to confess out of your mind this word of God over your life, over your family. Try your best to exhibit the fruits of the Spirit. And if you fall short, ask for forgiveness. Let it go. Because once that day has passed, that's old. You ask God to forgive you. He doesn't remember it anymore. So why are you hanging on to it? Let it go. Move on to the next day. If he allows you to open your eyes, try again. And keep on trying and keep on trying. Because right now you're in a dash. From birth to death is a dash. Keep on trying in the dash. Glory to God. Well, that's all I have for today. Remember, a person that is long-suffering is a patient person, a patient person, a powerful person. Be a powerful person in this world. Exhibit godlike qualities, godly qualities and character. Keep on keeping on. Because God said you have a right to be here. So keep on keeping on until he says different. No matter what anybody else thinks or says about you, keep on keeping on to Jesus the Christ says different. Because he's the only one that you have to answer to. Yes, you must obey the law. But when it comes down to your soul salvation, the only one you have to answer to is Jesus Christ. Well, again, this is the end of our program this week. And I'm so glad to be here before you on Enjoy Entertainment, BFTM Network. I hope that I have said something that blesses your spirit. And I hope you will tune in next week. May God bless and keep you till we meet again. It's my prayer. Amen. Enjoy your Sunday. Goodbye.